بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعوذ من الجان وعين الإنسان حتى نزلت المعوذتان، فلما نزلتا أخذ بهما وترك ما سواهما. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. This hadith we discussed in detail on Friday already. Just to briefly recap, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from the jinnat and from what is referred to in hadith terminology Aynil insan, from the evil eye. Literal translation, the eye of a human being. What is meant by the evil eye, or the evil gaze, or the harmful gaze? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant in this hadith is he would adopt other means of protection until nazalat al-mu'awwidhatan, until the two surahs of protection were revealed, referring to قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And we see in the riwayat of Uqba bin Amir رضي الله تعالى عنه that Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم described these two surahs in such a way that he said لَمْ يُرَ مِثْلُهُنَّ قَتُّ. I have never seen anything like this. In other words, so effective, so efficacious, so tremendous, so supreme. In what? In protection. The like of which has never come. Such a protection Allah Ta'ala has given you in these two surahs. So Abu Sa'id Khudri says that when it was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held on to these two and he left everything else besides this. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this part of his daily ma'amul. And we discussed also on Friday the various times that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Sahaba also, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others would actually teach these surahs of protection to their children. And we mentioned also, I'm reiterating, at least every day, every morning when you wake up, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And three times before you sleep, blow into the hands and then wipe over the body. The second thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek protection from the jinnat. Other thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ very effectively, was to seek protection from عَيْنُ insan. Aynul insan, in other words, the evil eye. Now obviously, the question arises, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is seeking protection, teaching Sahaba to seek protection. So from this we learn that there is a haqiqat to this. There is a reality that the gaze, just looking at something in a bad way, can have an effect. And we find amongst the mushrikeen of Makkah, in the time of Rasulullah, they believed this. And in fact, one surah of the Quran, many of the mufassireen of the opinion that the, what we call the shan-e-nuzul, the apparent cause of revelation of this particular verse of the Quran, which is the closing verse of Surah Noon, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, literal translation, وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Literal translation of this verse, that when they heard the dhikr, the admonishment, when they heard you reading Quran, then what the people of kufr did, وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they almost tried to strike you with their gazes, with their evil eyes, in order to harm you. And it is mentioned in the apparent cause of the revelation of this particular verse, the Mufassirin mentioned that intense, envious gazes can have harmful effects. The Mushrikeen of Makkah, they secured the services of a person whose gaze was particularly effective, and they tried to use that person to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was one person who was known in Makkah to have a bad eye, and a lot of people got affected with his harmful gaze. So they secured the services of this person to try to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, وَإِيَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The reason I'm mentioning the verse a few times is that Mufassirin say that in this verse also, Allah has kept protection for the evil eye. So in fact, you read it, blow it on our children, etc. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Mujahid, Qurtubi, other Mufassirin of the Qur'an say that in this verse, لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, almost make you slip with their eyes. They mention that this is the reference towards the evil eye. And as we mentioned, that intense, envious gazes can at times cause harm, spiritual harm, physical harm also. It's mentioned Asma bint Umays radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Aun Abdullah Muhammad, were the three sons of Ja'far bin Abi Talib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had great love for Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had made hijrat towards Abyssinia in the early stages of Islam. Thereafter, he made second hijrat from Abyssinia to Medina Munawwara after the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shortly after that, he became shaheed in Muta. So his three small children were in the care of Asma bint Umays. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she asked him if she could treat the children of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the effects of evil eye, because they were extremely susceptible to this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not just gave her permission to treat them, he exhorted her and he told her, وَلَوْ كَانَ شَيْءٌ سَابِقَ الْقَدَرْ لَسَبَقَتْهُ الْعَيْنِ. If there was anything that could even overpower taqdeer, predestination, there is nothing that, obviously, taqdeer is part of Allah's sifat of eternal knowledge. So nothing can precede or overpower taqdeer. But this is what we call an eloquent manner to use such examples to impress the importance of something. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if anything could overpower taqdeer, then the evil eye would overpower taqdeer also. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not only gave a permission, he ratified this concept, where we find in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-aynu haqq, the evil eye is truthful, the evil eye exists, evil eye is a reality. And we learn, on the one hand, how do I not become a cause of harming someone with an evil eye? We find that in the riwayat of Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once the Sahabi became ill and he was struck by an evil eye, evil gaze of someone. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he became aware of it, we find in the riwayat, Halla Barakta. Why didn't you say Barakallah? So we learn that sometimes, particularly children, a lot of people, we come across someone's newborn child, MashaAllah, how chaand ki tarah, how attractive, how beautiful, so much noor on the face. And sometimes inadvertently, by over admiring something, we may harm that particular entity, because not everybody's heart is clean. Sometimes you look with a bad eye. So we learn in hadith, what is the, how can we counteract the effect of it? We say, MashaAllah, Barakallah. Don't just admire something on its own. Admire something with these expressions, MashaAllah and Barakallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is how you will be able to counteract the effect of evil eye. Because we have to understand, whether it's sihr, evil eye, anything, nothing can take effect unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to. Unless Allah ta'ala gives permission. So, coming back to this concept, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, he would recite this dua which he taught us. This dua passed previously also. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma. Min sharri kulli shaytan wa hamma. Wa min sharri kulli aynin lamma. This may, obviously, if you're not Arabs, the words, it's not a long dua, but it may be a little heavy on the tongue, but inshallah, if you get in the habit of reading it, we learn this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read, particularly for the protection of his grandchildren. Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read and blow this dua upon them. What dua? I seek protection in Allah's complete perfect words from the harm of every shaitan and from the harm of poisonous creatures and from the harm of the evil eye or the harmful eye. What we call, what we, in our terminology, what we call bad nazri. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection for his own grandchildren and he would read this dua. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma min sharri kulli shaytanin wahamma wa min sharri kulli aynin lamma. And not only would he read it, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam used to read this particular dua upon his two sons, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. We find in another riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from the jinnat and from the evil eye with the words, A'udhu bika, O Allah, I seek your protection, min al jan, from the evil jinnat, wa aynil insan, and from the evil eyes of human beings. We are also taught in various riwayat, this particular hadith also we learn from, and other riwayat, that one is this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read upon his grandchildren. Over and above that, Ayatul Kursi is very effective in protection. Likewise, the Mu'awwidhatain, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. These are, and this verse of the Quran which I recited just now, wherein we mentioned the tafsir of it, وَإِيَّكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرِ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is a tried and tested means of protection. So one is protection, other is we don't become the cause of it. Don't put an evil eye on anyone. How do you protect from that? MashaAllah, Barakallah, Tabarakallah, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, by getting into the habit of reading this. We learn particularly from these riwayat that the evil eye is very, very harmful, particularly for small children. And this is one area or one department, unfortunately, many, many of us are extremely negligent in this regard. We have to understand, whether it comes to jinnat, whether it comes to sihr, whether it comes to all these dangerous influences that are out there, most of these influences thrive on what we call najasat. They thrive on napaki. This is why we are taught at-tuhuru shatrul iman. Taharat, being pure, being clean. This is half of iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shatrul iman. So, today unfortunately, many of our little children, the culture has become that they are being brought up not by their parents, they are being brought up by the maids. And more often than not, those maids are not Muslim. Paki, na paki, whether they're even making istinja properly, what background they are coming from, bicharis, they don't know. So they are the ones that are feeding the children, washing the children, cleaning the children, spending many of our children spend more time with the maids than with the actual parents. So what then we want to know why this problem and why that problem. A lot of it has to do with najasat. A lot of it has to do with impurity. A lot of it has to do with sohbat. If we keep sohbat of iman, then it has nurani benefits. If you keep sohbat of kufr, of other things, then it has such an effect. So one is these du'as of protection. The other is we have to take the extra measure of being careful with regards to these things. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.